334, no tax.
Oh, the answers to the big burning questions you want to know, America. Will Sandra Bullock stay with that nasty tattooed man, Jesse James? And how about Elin Woods? Is she showing up at the Masters to watch her man as he competes to win the hearts of many Americans back? The answer to that is no, we're not really diving deep into that. Instead on America Tonight. What'd you think this was, TMZ? Instead on America Tonight, we're going to talk about that nutball, Amid Karzai. Ooh, he's close to going on my bad guy list. Kicking America in the shins when we continue to help in Afghanistan. I'll tell you what he had to say. You know, he should know. Even though they say it's a closed-door meeting, when everybody comes out, they gossip and they talk about what happened inside. Sadly, at the top, though, the death toll from Monday's mine explosion, the methane gas that's so dangerous, is risen. And, boy, it started off as just, and this is what happens because it's a rescue deal. So, and this is what miners live with. They know, the families know. They always know there's that possibility that it can happen. But you just, you know, you don't really think about it. But now the death toll, the official number that I have is 25 people. They're trying to reach four miners who are still missing at what they call the Upper Big Branch Mine in Raleigh County in West Virginia. I'm just giving you the specifics because it's so vast and there's so many other chambers and areas that are called different things. But they're trying to still get to four other people, hoping that they might be able to survive. And the reason why is because they know some of these breathing devices were taken from one of the spots in the mine. So with the breathing tools that they have, if they could find a safe place to be, they could breathe easier. In fact, it's called self-contained self-rescue. It's, anybody who's ever been in a mine will know what I'm talking about. It's the SCSR deal. And it's just portable oxygen, basically, and it helps you to breathe. But unfortunately, so far, the total is 25 families affected by this. Ooh, you had 20 ambulances, 3 helicopters, all the surrounding counties there to try to help. And the cause of that explosion, not known, but it's that deadly methane gas we know is part of it. And it's usually blamed in most of the mining accidents, at least in the last couple of years. Most famous comes to mind. Remember 2006, Sago Mine. That was also in West Virginia. 12 people died there. In Kentucky, 5 miners in Harlan County were killed in 2006, too. That was methane gas and explosion there in what they called the Kentucky Darby Mine Number 1. And this is an unusual time in spring, I think, to see this kind of an explosion, because typically it's winter where you have all those pressure changes that happen inside the mines, the barometric pressure, and that's usually when these kind of things happen. But regardless, for the families, just an awful, awful time. Like I said, in this business, they know they live with this. This is part of the deal. But certainly, you're not expecting it. The safety standards have been increased. And, in fact, the U.S. mining industry last year saw its safest year, period, in the history of American mining. They only had 18 deaths. 18 deaths. We're talking about across the board. And now here already, it has surpassed this with this one accident. Oof. Yeah. Again, very, very sad stuff. In the meantime, the fighting continues on the Hill. The president was really reveling in this whole idea of, okay, we've got health care. Now we're, what, a couple weeks into this thing, and the GOP is talking about this repeal and what you're going to do when you go and you actually vote in the midterm elections. And he hit this pretty hard at the tail end of last week, heading into Easter weekend. Here are some of his comments.
And now that it's passed, they're already promising we're going to repeal it. They're going to run on a platform of repeal in November. And my attitude is, go for it. You try to repeal it.
Alright, so he's saying, yeah, you try to repeal it. In the meantime, Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, joined the rest of the choir saying, hey, look at the polls and look what people are talking about. The real water cooler buzz is label yourself whatever you want to label yourself, but you're probably not happy with some of what you're seeing, and a lot of it centers around the fact that the politicians aren't listening to the common man and his words.
Doesn't anyone care about us? Is anyone actually listening? I know what you're thinking. Enough is enough. Stop the spending. Stop the waste. Stop the broken promises. Republicans agree. Major employers are already being squeezed because of the tax increases and cost hikes thanks to the new health care law signed by President Obama. The new law is just the latest in a series of anti-taxpayer policies coming out of Washington that is making it harder for Americans to save, invest, and hire. But it is by no means the last. As a former small business owner, a deli here in Bakersfield, I know that there is risk involved in turning a new idea into a successful business. There is no reward without some risk.
Yeah, that's certainly true, isn't it? No reward without some risk. Well, you could twist that to mean a couple of different things, too. But all the polls are showing that there are definitely people that are not happy with the direction that we're going. This guy has no reason, though, to be unhappy. And, you know, he was troubled from the beginning, particularly when we were talking about the allegations with his brother. I'm talking about Hamid Karzai and the nasty, dirty elections. And then there was going to be that runoff election. But his opponent said, why bother? It's going to be Jimmy rigged anyway. Now Karzai is saying to other lawmakers, hey, I might join the Taliban. And he made that threat a couple of times at a closed-door meeting. Once that meeting was done, once it was over, some of the people that came out leaked that story to the press. Pretty unusual. He was there all over the weekend with just a handful of people who were part of the process. And what Karzai, I think, is feeling is the pressure to come up with the goods, the pressure to reform, let's face it. And this is more the same old garbage out from Karzai. You know, this is a president who relies on tens of thousands of U.S. and NATO forces to fight the insurgency and to help pump up that government that is, you know, he's erratic. He's incredibly erratic, especially lately. And he seems to be kicking not only the U.S., but others in the shins whenever he can. Specifically, he said, I might join the Taliban if I come under foreign pressure. And he said rebelling would change, to resistance would be probably what would be the smart thing to do. And he's saying that the militant movement is going to be redefined as one of the resistance against a foreign occupation rather than a rebellion against an elected government. So now not liking the way the government is appearing. Well, whose fault is that? And really, he's upset because Karzai was nervous because people are demanding to know why Parliament last week rejected legal reforms that would have strengthened his authority over the electoral institutions. Here's the deal. Let's cut through the crap. Karzai wants to be a dictator. He wants to control the game. He has a big ego, and he wants everybody to kiss his rear end, and they're not going to do it. So he wants to join the insurgency. Go ahead. We'll put somebody else in place. Hang with us.
Oh, my sinuses. They feel like they'll explode.
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent protect the nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Well, crowded and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. To spend money, about to lose your home.
All right, we have a follow-up coming up, and I'll tell you, the award for the blunder of the day, and also the daily salute. The blunder of the day is absolutely crazy. What do you do with a guy who has been arrested 18 times for DWI? You just got to bust this guy in the head. I'm sorry, you have to throw him behind bars and throw away the key. And this happened in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So he's pulled over because he almost rear-ended a police cruiser going 87 miles an hour. He picked the wrong person to tailgate. And this is around midnight. This is in Albuquerque. So, of course, he's swerving and they're swerving to avoid being hit and all that other sort of stuff. They pull him over. He smells like alcohol. That's when they do that little search thing. You know, they ask for your license and all that. He had a 0.818% blood alcohol level, more than twice the legal limit. And the cops have been arresting this guy for DWI since 1987. I mean, is this guy not a menace to society? Come on. 17 prior DWI arrests. 9 convictions, 2 counties. I wouldn't want to be driving on the streets of Albuquerque with this nut. Reckless driving and speeding and all that other kind of stuff. And, you know, he was driving in somebody else's car. This is a joke. You got to think that there is something you can do with this. In New Mexico, I guess the courts don't consider a person an alcoholic until their DWIs smash into the double digits. So it does beg the question, is this what you get when you get judges who are on the bench who are elected versus appointed judges. Maybe appointed judges could do a better job, perhaps. And is it, why are 18 and he doesn't do any jail time? And he's what, the courts are just, there's too many people, or the, why wouldn't they lock him up? I don't get it. So he's eligible for bond on some of the charges, but he's accused of violating probation, so he's then ultimately finally jailed without bond. But this guy needs to not be in a car ever, ever. 18 strikes? 18 strikes? What do you think would happen with the rest of us, America, if we were caught like that? I can tell you in Texas, they have zero tolerance. They don't care who you are, what the circumstances, forget about it. You are toast, my friends, toast. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, baby, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, man? What do you think of this guy, 18 DWI? Is that ridiculous?
You know, I had a couple other topics, but I'll spend 30 seconds on this. It's going to have, he'll have to kill a cop or kill a judge's son or daughter or kill a judge before he does, before they take this a little more seriously. What only thing I can think of, and I'm being calm here because, you know, I had issues with vehicular things when I was a kid and family members. Any car that he uses that is not his own, that someone gives to him, I know lawyers will say, well, you know, maybe this guy didn't know or he had to get to work. Or it has to be confiscated, and I have issues with civil forfeiture. But if you give a guy his car because he doesn't have a license and he doesn't own up to being drunk, they should, people that gave him the car, they said, well, you're not chastising the driver. Well, look, I don't understand. I mean, New York is pretty restrictive unless you're an off-duty cop or something. Somehow they, we've had a number of them in my county here, four of them actually recently, cops driving drunk. Not to have a harpoon the police or anybody else. I'm just saying that, you know, sometimes if less someone's politically connected, or if the drunk driving laws in New Mexico are that weird that someone can be, it can get, you know, 18 times, he's going to have to kill somebody and someone will suffer. And then the family will have to go out there and sue the state of New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, and that's what they should do, absolutely.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, how many times can you? It's just not acceptable for an adult to do that.
No.
It just doesn't make any sense.
No.
And on another topic, I read a number of columns from the New York Times about taxes and businesses being suffering in the Bronx, and you know, there's some issues with some issues with the budget processing. And everything that's going on in New York, it's just with the economy and the job situation and the way the Congress, the president, just rolling around the Constitution and doing whatever they want. But that's not why I called. So many things, but just to be on topic, is anyone surprised about Hamid Karzai making the claim to go to the Taliban? You know, we sit here and we pontificate and we talk on the phone. We're not over in Afghanistan and we think we know everything. But for God's sakes, America, isn't this enough? We put this guy in. From what I read in some of the conservative magazines that I read, he can't even leave Kabul or whatever the hell he's stationed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He has no legitimacy outside of that little sphere that we put him in.
Right.
I don't believe this administration is. I mean, there's 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, supposedly to fight 100 members of Al Qaeda, and Taliban being as bad as they were. Now this guy wants to join them. I've said this before, his brother was the second largest opium dealer or whatever, or one of the largest opium dealers of Afghanistan. I believe it was Unical I think it was Unical. He was a spokesman for Karzai. He was also a spokesman for the Taliban. This guy plays both ends of the pipe. I think that if he does join them, they'll probably execute him because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I heard this on Alex Jones that the Russians had made a plan, went to NATO and said, look, we can just eradicate these poppy fields. And NATO said, no, we're not doing it. So do you need any more evidence, America, whether it's the oil pipelines they want to bring through or continue with the opium? This is a farce. I mean, we got guys. And also, too, I want to know where the protesters are. I saw the ticker on the news every single day when we lost a great soldier in Iraq. up to 4,000, whatever number it was. We're not hearing about the guys that are still being blown up over there. Where are you, America? How come you're not protesting the street? Is it because of your president? Is it Democrat now? We can't hear about this? And now the son of a, you know what, that we got in office wants to go to the Taliban? Because they probably told him, you know what, you can make more money if you just come here and support the drug running. It's a joke. They don't want to get rid of the drugs. This guy wants to bail. And you said something just before the commercial break. You said, well, kick him out and put somebody else in.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's sad, but it's true. And the point is, you know, I you say support the troops, bring them home. You know what? That's right. You know, I don't think that between this clown and the administration, you know, sending more troops, it's insane, Kate. Just get these guys out. We can't afford this. And I've listened to all these talking heads saying how there's like another domino effect and we have to do this. I mean, you know what? Everybody got their asses kicked in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And I know our guys are trying to do the right thing, but the message that the administration is sending is, I think, is the wrong one. What is the end game? Could someone please tell me how many more billions of dollars we have to put in and how many more lives we have to lose? How many families, the military families have to break up before we can extricate from this garbage? You know, I mean, the Karzai goes, you know, so we put somebody else in, but to what end? And when do our troops come home? 30 years? I just don't get it. Thanks for your time,
Ben. I don't get it either. To pick up on what Mark was saying there, you know, he's right. This is what I say all the time. What is the end game? It was a year ago we were saying this. What is the end game? Tell us what the end game is. And here you have Karzai. Who is he pandering to? Pro-Taliban members of parliament? And, you know, what does that mean? It means that this guy, first of all, he wasn't the right guy in the first place, particularly when you look at what happened with those last elections and stuff with his brother and everything else. And so you look at the U.S., that boosting troop levels, pushing against all these Taliban strongholds, and we have all of these soldiers in these very precarious positions where they're so hamstrung on what the rules of engagement are because we don't want any more civilian casualties, which we had some, and then that's always becomes huge. NATO forces said that they killed 10 militants, which was good, and this was in a U.S.-Afghan raid on one of the compounds. But then there were some civilians as well that also were part of that collateral damage, not in that hit, but in another. And that's what becomes the big news. Not so much about the victories and also not about all the sacrifice. I mean, it's crazy what's happening there without any end game in place. And you could say, well, how are they going to know what the end game is? That's why the increasing the troops, and we have to stop terrorism. Hang with us.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world? Call right now at 877-552-5206. The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on. Call right now at 877-552-5206. MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now. 877-552-5206. For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or call right now at 877-552-5206 for this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hamid Karzai and what's happening in Afghanistan to anything that we've been talking about, John, about here on ATN. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Sweet. Opening day in baseball. 800-259-5791. A big shout out to all of the people at South Street Seaport. If you're listening to me in Connecticut or New York, you know what I'm talking about. It's a very kind of touristy area where a little girl fell into the East River and everybody responded so quickly. A desperate father just dove into the water to save his two-year-old. She fell 20 feet from a boat in that area. She somehow slipped off a gangplank over the weekend. It was on Saturday, and he was in the water in seconds, and then another onlooker really helped out. He jumped in the water to help the dad get back to the pier, and then the other people in the crowd offered and tried to get her up. The little girl was treated and released in the hospital, went to the hospital after that plunge. But what a scary moment that was, and how great was that for the person, somebody that was up there minding his own business, doing the hangout thing, who just dove right in. Nobody knows who the guy was. They printed his picture all over the place to find out, but thank goodness it turned out okay. How about some applause from the people in Minnesota? That's good, man. Baby falls 20 feet from a gangplank. You're thinking, this is a kid. Does this kid swim? And the answer is no. I mean, how helpless is that? There are too many sad stories where, it's how quickly a kid can get into trouble and near water. And falling in the water, And what could possibly, you know, what could possibly happen in that situation? I love the fact that everybody was trying to help out, and right away another guy was also right there in the water, boom, like that. I mean, this is the thing with kids. You know, 1 second you take your eye off, and it can be a sad, sad scenario. If some of you have nieces, nephews, grandkids, or kids yourself, you know what I mean. There's that moment where your heart jumps and the kid disappears. I can remember one time being with my nephew, Owen, and I was really good about it. I never took my eye off this kid. Always had my eye on him. And we were actually at a minor league baseball game, and he was just kind of running around the little park. And for a couple of minutes, I lost him. And man, my heart was on the ground as I tried to find him. And he was hiding in a little tunnel. Can you imagine? I could not find him. And actually, somebody helped me look for him. Do you remember ever, Matt, stumbling around getting lost when you were a kid? There's like stories of that. Somebody in the family has a story about, oh, remember when Matt was a kid and he went on the elevator and we couldn't find him for 15 minutes?
There's a couple stories like that because I was a bit of an independent wanderer. So I have plenty of times when I was at the shopping mall and I disappeared and my mom and my sister and my dad were looking for me. I have one really big time where my dad was, we were at Best Buy. And then my dad was going next door to a grocery store that happened to be next door to the Best Buy. And he went over there, and I saw that he was going over there, and I told my mom, oh, I think I'm going to go over there with Dad. But my dad didn't know I was going there. And so my dad, like, I was just kind of off on my own, and I didn't realize that he had left the store. So now I'm all by myself, and my mom thought I was still, you know, with my dad, and my dad came back, and I wasn't with him, so then she freaked out, and there were all these announcements going over the Best Buy loudspeakers and over the grocery store and people looking all over the parking lot, and I was just happy as a clam by myself, hanging out, and then no one knew where I was, so that gets brought up at some family gatherings from time to time.
Remember that time Matt just decided to go off and do his own thing? Yeah. Yeah, it's scary. It's scary when that happens. And you're right. A lot of kids have that mentality of just the wanderer. Yeah.
And then there was another time. This wasn't exactly being lost for too long, but I got stuck in my garage door once when I was little.
Really?
Yeah. Like, oh. I took it for a ride, and I went up into the top part of the garage door.
Oh.
If you get what I mean. Because you don't... Remember the older garage doors? They had the handles on the front of them?
You could get on it.
So we still had an automatic garage door, though, and so I hit the button, and I grabbed on. I was out there by myself, and my mom, like, usually never let me around the garage door, but she was running late and hit the garage door open while she wasn't looking after me, and I grabbed on, took it for a ride, ended up with a bloody nose and a bloody lip, and I might have knocked a tooth out, too. I don't even remember, but... Wasn't a good time, and I definitely stayed away from the garage door for a little bit after that.
Yeah, that would be a scary thing. Hey, he's surfing on the garage door again. Let's hope he doesn't chip any more teeth. All right. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. I'm quite certain he never wandered away as a child. Hey, Don.
You know me too well, so.
You're too responsible.
I was called home and I was going to be late, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, my sister wasn't the same, so. But, hey, Kate, just got a few minutes here. You know, it's interesting. I heard about this deal with Karzai, and do you remember a while back we talked about how Afghanistan was going to be able to maintain a military?
Yep.
You know, Iraq, on one hand, has the oil reserves. They've got a resource that they can make money off of, that they can pay to have a military. You know, Saddam was doing that back when he was running it. He had a million-man army or something like that. And
yeah.
I think they're up to about 400,000 right now that we've helped train. And they have a resource that can bring money into their country, but Afghanistan, their natural resource is coffee fields, is opium. And
that's right.
The Taliban are the ones controlling those fields right now. And, you know, even if we were to wipe out most of the Taliban, the question is, how are they going to continue to be able to support a military that can keep that country independent and safe, you know, from Taliban uprising or something like that. So I'm kind of wondering if that's why Karzai switched his, made that comment that, you know, he's kind of realizing that how, you know, that we can't expect the Americans to constantly be pouring billions of dollars into our country's defense. You know, are we planning to do that for the next 30, 40 years? Just, oh, let's send Afghanistan $20 billion a year.
Yeah.
So
we can't afford it.
You know, no, we can't do that, and he knows that. And so it's kind of like, you know, unless somebody comes up with another idea about how these people are going to generate money to fund a military, poppy fields are the answer, which is disgusting because, of course, that's heroin and
drugs.
You know, that is, it's just the world's addiction to drugs, you know, and the same problems in Mexico right now, you know, Americans weren't addicted to cocaine and, you know, if there was no need for cocaine or marijuana up here, then they'd probably be out of business down there in Mexico, you know?
Yeah.
But, so, you know, it really comes, I think that's where the problem is right now, is trying to figure out where they're going to get the money to continue to fund the military after, even if after the United States pulls out. And, you know, unless we're planning to, you know, to keep a bunch of military bases there and keep some military presence. You know, what's amazing, Kate, is I was just thinking the other day, it's been 20 years since Desert Storm.
Wow. You're right.
And we've got, what, 14 bases in all over Saudi Arabia?
Wow.
You know, and helping keep the king in power. And
yep, you're right.
That was part of the reason why but Osama bin Laden, you know, came after us because we had American troops on Saudi soil and they consider that their holy land. And
that's
and
right.
And so that leaves the question, you know, are we really ever going to, I mean, you know, we never left Japan. We never left South Korea. We never left Germany. We've still got bases there, you know, and those were wars that happened over 50 years ago, you know, and we still got troops there. Are we still going to have some, you know, military bases in Iraq? Are we still going to have, you know, I guess if you've got a military base somewhere, you know, nobody can attack that country or they'd be attacking the United States. But here's the last thing I'm going to get to you before you go to commercial. I guess you heard about Akbar the Jihad's little rant and threatening, said, hey, yeah, go ahead and do that. Let's see what you can do. Do you see the concept, Kate? This whole thing in the Middle East took a sour note the day Mr. Peanut was put into the presidency back in the 70s. Okay? That's when, you know, these jihadists took over Iran, and they've done nothing more. That's what they are. You know, they've done nothing but fund terrorism all over the Middle East, all over the world, with their money resources from oil. And now this guy's sitting there basically saying, America's got a wimp in the presidency. We can do all we want. We'll just keep on building our nuclear arsenal, you know, get it built up. And, you know, and a lot of people think his first attack's going to be Israel, right? You know, because he's always threatening Israel.
Right.
How do you know he's not going to try to slip something over here? Like a U.S. city off there, New York or Washington, D.C. or something.
Sure, it'd be easy to do.
They're messing around with fire right here, Kate. They need to go in and squash this guy right now. And I realize there's a lot of people in Iran that do not want this guy, want that regime in power still, you know. And I think that's what they've been hoping for in that last election, you notice. They ended up having to execute people there because they were, you know, going up against the regime, you know,
right,
and protesting. But, you know, so there are a lot of people there that don't want them in. The question is how, you know, we got to figure out a way to replace Russian and Chinese oil, I guess, because that's the only reason those two countries backed Iran. You know, I just can't imagine China or Russia wanting to go to World War with the Americans over Iran. I can't either.
I agree with you. It makes absolutely no sense. But, you know, Ahmadinejad is the number one dangerous guy on my list. Like, we keep saying this. We're kicking sand around, and with these empty threats, I mean, you know, ultimately, there is no gray area here. That's the problem. There is no gray area. Take them out is what I say. We can count. Coming up.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then free2prosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Change is coming to medical care in the United States. The Getting Better Healthcare Show on WebTalkRadio.net helps you understand the current system, the people who work in it, and the changes that are coming. Learn how to navigate this system. Find out what makes doctors tick and how they make critical decisions. Discover what our healthcare system could be, should be, and might be. Listen to Getting Better Healthcare on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, time for another edition of We Can Count here on America Tonight. The New York City cops are saying that four shootings were linked to that big giant auto show in Manhattan. They're calling it Young Men Looking for Trouble. Hundreds spilled into the streets near Times Square on Monday. They were brawling. They were shooting guns right after the International Auto Show wrapped up. They were calling it a wilding spree. So the four people were shot, 33 were arrested. Disorderly conduct was mostly the charge. It's just being in New York, I know that area pretty well, and that had to be scary for anyone who happened to end up in the same spot. You had three guys and a woman also picked up later on gang assault charges related to one of the shootings. They still are trying to figure out who fired shots of the people that were arrested. 21 were issued summons for disorderly conduct, as I mentioned, or were given juvenile reports and released. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? This is supposed to be like the creme de la creme of auto shows. And, you know, they said that this has happened before. They had a ruckus after that. It's a very busy area, Times Square, and not a way to wrap up that, like I said, very, very popular auto show. So what's going on in Times? You know, see, this is what's scary. And I thought about this. I was on Times Square for a Broadway show because that whole area, now they've closed off part of it and there's lots of people that walk around. And the auto show itself is kind of family-oriented, big crowd. You get a lot of people in there. They see the hottest, latest things. And certainly New York does want to get this reputation of danger. Oh, if you're going to see a Broadway show or you're on Times Square, good chance there might be some wilding in the crowd or some other crazy thing. And this auto show actually goes until April 11th, and it's got the latest, greatest in cars, like the smallest car that you can possibly get in the U.S. It's $11,000 Smart 4.2, it's called. The most expensive, a Rolls-Royce Phantom, and that costs $518,000. So this wasn't a good way to wrap this puppy up. Because of the numbers I just gave you, though, it counts for weekend count, and you can count on the cops cracking down on any of that nonsense. They don't want that show to go away from New York, and, you know, that's the whole thing when it comes to tourists. New York's already, like other cities, already in trouble because their numbers are a little bit down. They don't want to chase people away, especially in that very popular area. Here's a good one for you, listening to us in Vermont, WVMT, all the fine folks up there, in a place called Moncton, Vermont. They say future generations of salamanders are going to be getting some help crossing the road. It's not a joke. Check it out. The Conservation Commission is saying they've won a $150,000 state grant to install one or two culverts under this stretch of road to protect the salamanders or other reptiles and small mammals that cross between a swampy area and the uplands. It's a big problem there where you know, they get hit by cars. It's one of the, and they say it's one of the most important of known amphibian crossings in the state. Yeah. So what they've done for the past 9 years, a group of people, they've monitored the road crossing. In some cases, they hold hands with a salamander and help them across the street. I'm serious. They do. These people do. Can you imagine? Honey, I swear to you, I'm not going to the bar. I am going to help the reptiles cross the road, okay? I'm going to get those salamanders across the road. $150,000 is pretty sweet, I would say, to help the little creatures. And again, I know there's a joke in this, but I'm just not going to touch it. I'm not quick enough yet tonight. You know, we're telling you the sad story about the people in West Virginia at the coal mine. There is a big cheer that went out in China. 100 miners were freed, 100, in what they're calling a miracle, probably one of the most amazing rescues in the history of mining, period. And they had people pulled alive from a flooded coal mine in North China. They were trapped. This is the thing. They were trapped for over a week. And during that time period, what are they eating? They're eating tree bark just to survive. And it would be called a miracle, I'm sure. They were able to dig them out. And shortly after midnight on Sunday, they got everybody. I mean, they got the survivors. They were able to get them all. Initially, I guess 153 people were trapped. They say there are still 38 miners in the shaft, but they don't, you know, they're hoping they can get all those others out, but they, you know, they're not saying for sure, but they were able to get all those others, 100 plus people. They were pumping water out of the flooded mine since last Sunday. What happened was a tunnel broke into an old shaft. This is also dangerous, too, filled with water. And, you know, that you've got those low ceiling passages in a mine that's pretty narrow. And to be able to squeeze them out and have that large, I think, rescue is tremendous, tremendous. So we have some good news to talk about in We Can Count. Moving along to a couple of other things, the cops are saying that this fake money they came across was printed at a hotel. You know when you ever go into a store and do you ever have this happen to you where they take the 20s and they hold it up and put the, you know, they X it out to show that it's a real, it's not phony or whatever, and there's a way to look at that. Have you ever had that happen to you where they, you know what I'm talking about, where they hold it up and you hope that, and you hope, well, I guess I'm thinking. I'm not part of a network here that's got some counterfeit dough. So always, for some reason, I always think that's so odd. And that maybe they just do that in, you know, in all cases because of the problems that they've had with the counterfeiting. But anyway, in this Idaho Falls Hotel, they're investigating because they've collected $3,000 worth of counterfeit 20s, 50s, and $100 bills. They got a tip on this, that this counterfeit ring, what they were doing is they had bleach and ink and a printer and the counterfeit bills, and they were traveling around all over the place, and they found some of the money inside one of the suspect's cars, and they believe that the guy that they found the money, that he's bleaching $1 bills and reprinting them into the larger bills and was having some success with it. So they found all kinds of counterfeit money. And it's interesting, this is radio, but in looking at the money, I'll tell you, I couldn't tell the difference. And the FBI was involved in all this, so they were following them for quite some time. But if I had tried to hold it up and try to figure out what was going on there, I would have absolutely no clue. I mean, it was dead on, that good, that good. And then finally here in We Can Count, remember there's all this hubbub over a couple of teenagers going to the prom, some gay teenagers being able to go to a real prom, and this is in Mississippi. There's a teenager suing her high school over the ban on same-sex couples, and they thought kind of the worst was over because the school agreed to have a private dance that was going to be held off school property. But when the girl and her date arrived, there was only seven other students there. So nobody really attended the event. So in jumps the ACLU. And apparently there was another prom being held at the same time in a different location. Only they told the gay kids to go to this other location. Ooh, that's setting up for a bad lawsuit. And they're going to use it. They're going to bring that to the court's attention, they say. They're still trying to get more information on why there was only seven kids at the one and all the other kids were invited to some other version of the prom because they didn't want to be at a gay prom. And these kids have appeared on a couple of different shows. And this high school is in Fulton. It's a town of about 4,000 people in a very rural area in North Mississippi. The entire county school district has 3,588 students. And the ACLU is really waving the flag on this one. You can send us your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net.
Is this a business decision or is it personal? Because if it's business, I'll go away happily. But if it's personal, I'll go away. But I won't be happy. It's personal.